Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Wednesday class, April 24, 2024, 2 Corinthians.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we are in verse 11. And in preparation to worship our Lord, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. The very fact that we are even here this evening, sir, is because of who and what you are. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this evening to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11, we've exegeted about half of the verse, actually just a third of the verse. Therefore, knowing the doctrine of the fear of the Lord in the past, with the result that I know the doctrine of the fear of the Lord now in the present. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to the believers in Corinth. The Apostle Paul totally understands one of the most important doctrines of the church age believer, and that is the doctrine of the fear of the Lord. He knows it inside and out, and he's manifesting as a result of that fear of the Lord. He is fulfilling his apostolic ministry all throughout the world. We have started our study of the doctrine of the fear of the Lord, and we have studied the first 11 points. In the first point, we noted that there, and you have to know this, there are two uses of the phrase, the fear of the Lord. There is a category one fear of the Lord, which describes the believer who has the foundational virtue of the spiritual life, and that is humility. You have to have that category one fear of the Lord before you will ever grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Before you will ever develop the virtues of Christ, you will never have personal love for God the Father. You will never have impersonal love for all. You will never have occupation with Christ if you don't have the foundational virtue of the spiritual life. All of those virtues are built on the foundation, the basic virtue of humility. And then, in the Word of God, there is the category two fear of the Lord, which describes the believer who has attained spiritual maturity and has virtue, love brought to completion in his heart. It describes the believer who has personal love for God the Father, who has occupation with Jesus Christ as a result of maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart. Therefore, category 2, fear of the Lord, is a synonym for spiritual maturity. And then point 2, we noted that we are commanded to fear the Lord. Deuteronomy 6, verses 13 and 24. Deuteronomy 8, verse 6. Deuteronomy 10, verse 12 and 20. Deuteronomy 13, verse 4. Proverbs 23, verses 15 to 17. And then in point 3, the believer must be taught to fear the Lord. Just because you are a believer in Jesus Christ, that does not mean that you fear the Lord. The believer must learn to fear the Lord. And this is accomplished only one way, through consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine. The believer who fears the Lord is the believer who has maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart. Deuteronomy 6, 1 and 2. Deuteronomy 31, 12 and 13. Psalm 34, verse 11. Psalm 86, verse 11. And point 4, the Word of God, Bible doctrine, is the number one priority in the life of the believer who fears the Lord. Psalm 112, verse 1. Point 5, the Word of God, Bible doctrine, becomes the banner, the guide on in the soul of the believer who fears the Lord. Psalm 60, verse 4 says, "Thou hast given a banner, a guide on, to those who fear thee." The believer who fears the Lord is guided by the Lord. The spiritually mature believer allows God to direct and lead and guide him in every decision of his life. For the believer who fears the Lord, occupation with Christ, Bible doctrine is the banner, the guide on, that the believer looks to for direction and guidance and help and encouragement and strength and deliverance. Point 6, category 1, fear of the Lord, the basic virtue, the foundational virtue of the spiritual life, humility, that is the beginning of wisdom. You have to have category 1, fear of the Lord, just to begin to learn to get wisdom in your heart. So category 1, fear of the Lord, starts out in your spiritual life the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 111, verse 10, Proverbs 1, 7, Proverbs 9, 10, Proverbs 15, 33. There is no wisdom apart from category 1, fear of the Lord, the basic virtue of humility. There is no metabolized doctrine in the heart apart from the basic virtue, humility, respect for the authority of God, respect for the authority of the Word of God, respect for the authority of the faithful pastor who teaches the Word of God. Just as humility precedes honor, so category 1, fear of the Lord, humility, precedes wisdom, Proverbs 15:33. Category 1, fear of the Lord, therefore, is the beginning of wisdom, while Category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Jesus Christ, is the completion of wisdom. Very important. Category 1, fear of the Lord, is the beginning of wisdom, while Category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Jesus Christ, is the completion of wisdom. Point 7. The fear of the Lord is related to virtue. Malachi 1, verse 6. Category 1, fear of the Lord, relates to the basic virtue of the spiritual life, humility. Category 2, fear of the Lord, relates to virtue love, personal love for God the Father, and occupation with Jesus Christ. Point 8, one of the qualifications for spiritual leadership is to fear God, Exodus 18:21. Point 9, the believer who fears the Lord hates evil. And that is Satan's thinking, Satan's plan of human good and evil, Proverbs 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord protects the believer from evil, Proverbs 16, 6, Job 28, 28. Point 10, the woman who fears the Lord has inner beauty, the most phenomenal inner beauty that is far, far superior to external beauty. Proverbs 31, verse 30. The most beautiful women in the world are the women who fear the Lord. Fulfill category 1, fear of the Lord, humility. And category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Jesus Christ. Point 11, experiential sanctification, the attainment of spiritual maturity, is accomplished by attaining the objective of virtue love and fearing the Lord, 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. And then that brought us to point 12, and we are just barely got started in point 12 last week. And we will get blazing in point 12 tonight. Point 12, the results of fearing the Lord. We've studied the first three results. Result number 1, happiness, plus H, sharing the happiness of God. The other side of the coin of occupation with Jesus Christ. You will have happiness when you are fulfill the objective of fearing the Lord, spiritual maturity, you will have happiness. You'll carry it with you. Everywhere you go, you will carry the happiness with you. Now, you know, I was watching the Golden Knights game Monday night, and the Golden Knights got up, kept scoring. They only had 15 shots on goal the entire game. 15! That's the fewest shots on goal they've had all year. And they won 4-3. Dallas had 30 shots on goal. The people in the stand, they didn't bring their happiness with them. The camera got on them, and I mean, yeah, Deb and I, we just broke up. You see, and I thought, you know, I said, Deb, they don't have, those two don't fear the Lord. They didn't bring their happiness to the hockey game. That's too bad. But when you fear the Lord, you take your happiness with you. Everywhere you go, you take the happiness with you. And that is fantastic. Psalm 112, verse 1, Psalm 128, verses 1 through 4. Result number 2 is the functional virtue of impersonal love for all. 2 Chronicles 19, 4 through 9. Impersonal love for all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Result number three, no want. You lack nothing. Psalm 34:9, Psalm 84 verse 11, Psalm 23 verse 1. David, the human author, spiritually mature believer David, who fears the Lord. A man after the Lord's own heart. And he declares, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that brings us to result number four. Result number four, which is prolonged life. Prolonged life. Turn over to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. Proverbs 10, 27. You brought your Bibles, right? Okay. Proverbs 10, verse 27. Proverbs 10:27 says, the fear of the Lord, category 2 fear of the Lord, occupation with Jesus Christ, prolongs life. But the years of the reversionist will be shortened. Proverbs 10:27. Now just turn over to Proverbs 14, verse 27. Proverbs 14:27. Proverbs 14, verse 27. The fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ, is the fountain of life, that one may avoid the snares of death. And then turn over to Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 12. Although a sinner does evil 100 times and may lengthen his life, still I know that it will be well for those who fear God, who fear him openly, but it will not be well for the evil man, and he will not lengthen his days like a shadow. Because he does not fear God. So result number four, prolonged life of fearing the Lord. Result number five is you will have maximum faith rest function. Maximum faith rest life. Turn over to Psalm 115. Psalm 115, verse 11. Maximum faith, rest, life. Psalm 115, verse 11. You who fear the Lord will trust in the Lord. Maximum faith, rest, life. He is your help and your shield. Your help and your shield. Psalm 115, verse 11. Result number six. Result number six of fearing the Lord is great confidence. Confidence in God, confidence in the Word of God, and When you fear the Lord, category 2, fear of the Lord, your children will be blessed by association with you. They may be losers as far as children go, but they will be blessed by association with you parents who have advanced to maturity. You have developed category 2, fear of the Lord, personal love for God the Father, occupation with Jesus Christ, and your children, no matter, and you will have children that make great decisions, you'll have children that make bad decisions, but they will all, those who are living in the cosmic system in reversionism, they will be blessed by association with you and never appreciate it. Never, ever appreciate it. For those children who make good decisions to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, they will also be blessed by association with you, but they will appreciate it. So result number 6 is, 1, you will have great confidence, and your children will be blessed by association. Turn over to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26. Proverbs 14, verse 26. In the fear of the Lord, category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ, there is great confidence. You have maximum confidence in God, maximum confidence in the Word of God. It's not a doubt. You know God. You know who and what He is. You know His essence. You know His attributes. You know His plan. You know His grace. You know His will. And you, because you know Him, you love Him, and you have absolute confidence in God, absolute confidence in the Word of God. So in the fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ, there is great confidence. And something else. For His children, it will be a refuge. In other words, the children of parents who fear the Lord, occupation with Christ, are blessed by association with their parents. Children are blessed by association with their parents who fear the Lord. Result number 7 is contentment. Result number 7, contentment. You're in Proverbs 14, just turn over to Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15, verse 16. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ, than great treasure and turmoil with it. And here's the principle. A little material blessing plus occupation with Christ is far, far better than great material blessing with no occupation with Christ. Little material blessing plus occupation with Christ is far, far better than great material blessing with no occupation with Christ. The greatest treasure of all is the treasure of the God-breathed scriptures in your heart, which develops occupation with Jesus Christ, virtue, love. That's the greatest treasure you can ever, ever have. Result number 8. Result number 8 is a life protected from evil. A life protected from evil. Turn over to Proverbs 19, verse 23. Proverbs 19, verse 23. Proverbs 19, 23, the fear of the Lord leads to life, capacity for life, so that one may sleep satisfied, untouched, by evil. The fear of the Lord leads to capacity for life so that one may sleep satisfied, untouched by evil. Result number 9. Result number 9 of fearing the Lord. Category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ. Is you become the recipient of greater grace blessings from God. Greater grace blessings in time and greater grace blessings awarded to you at the judgment seat of Christ that will glorify God forever and ever and ever. So result number 9 of category 2, fear of the Lord. Greater, you become the recipient of greater grace blessing from God. Turn over to Psalm 115. Psalm 115. Psalm 115, verse 13. He will bless those who fear the Lord, the small together with the great. Now advance on to Psalm 147. Psalm 147, verse 11. Psalm 147, verse 11. The Lord is pleased with, and the word means He graces out those who fear Him, those who put their confidence in His unfailing grace. And then turn over to Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22, verse 4. Proverbs 22, verse 4. And we got both categories of fearing the Lord here in this verse. Starts out the reward of humility. That's category 1, fear of the Lord. And category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ, is riches, greater grace blessings, honor, virtue, love, and life. Capacity for life. So the reward of humility, category 1, fear of the Lord, that is the beginning of wisdom. That precedes category 2, fear of the Lord, the completion of wisdom. And the result is riches, greater grace blessings, and honor, virtue, love, and life, capacity for life. That brings us to result number 10. Result number 10 of fearing the Lord is divine guidance. Divine guidance. Turn over to Psalm 25. Psalm 25. Psalm 25. Psalm 25, verse 12. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? Occupation with Jesus Christ. Category 2, fear of the Lord. The Lord will instruct him in the way chosen for him. His soul will remain in prosperity. How fantastic is that? His soul will remain in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The Lord counsels, those who fear him. Divine guidance. He makes his covenant known to them. So divine guidance, result number 10 of fearing the Lord. Result number 11 of fearing the Lord is you will avoid arrogance, cosmic one, interlocking systems of arrogance, and turn away from evil. You will avoid arrogance and turn away from evil. Turn over to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3, verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. That's the definition of arrogance. Do not be wise in your own eyes. You're living in the cosmic system. You're living in interlocking systems of arrogance. So do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. So, one, the antithesis of fearing the Lord is being wise in your own eyes. The antithesis of fearing the Lord is being wise in your own eyes. Two, the believer who has category 2 fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ, turns away from Satan's cosmic system, turns away from interlocking systems of arrogance, cosmic 1, interlocking systems of hatred, cosmic 2, turns away from satanic policy of human good and evil. So result number 11 of fearing the Lord, you avoid arrogance and turn away from evil. Result number 12 of fearing the Lord. Is that you know God. Result number 12 of the fear of the Lord is you know who and what God is. You know the essence of God. And you've heard it here. It's easy to say God is sovereignty, righteousness, justice, love, eternal life, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, immutability, veracity. Easy to say that. What does it mean? What does it mean in your life? Every one of those attributes, what does that mean? When you fear the Lord, you know what that means. Every attribute. Because God, you know God. He's real to you. You love God because you know God. You fear God because you know God. You know that He's the sovereign God of the universe. You know He's the quarterback. He calls the plays. You don't call the plays. He calls the plays. He's the potter. We're the clay. His decisions are perfect. His plan is perfect. He has a perfect plan for all of you. He has a perfect plan for each one of us. And He's holy. And the holiness of God is His absolute righteousness and perfect justice. He is infinite integrity, infinite virtue, infinite honor, and He's infinitely fair. infinitely fair with each one of us. With all of us, He's infinitely fair. And He's virtue love. And He loves you with infinite virtue love. And He loves you with infinite impersonal love when you're at your worst. And He loves you with infinite personal love because you have His imputed righteousness in you. And that infinite personal love from God goes to the imputed righteousness in each one of you. And He's omniscient. He is the all-knowing God. You got problems? No matter, He knows everything about your life. And He knew about it billions and billions of years ago. He knows any adversity, any suffering that you have, any illness you have. He knew about it in eternity past. He's already thought about you and provided for you. He is the all-knowing, omniscient God. He's omnipresent. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit indwells each one of us. And He's with you every second of every single day. Every second of every day, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are with you. Debbie will call me while I'm studying here, and she'll say, "Has anybody dropped by to see you at the church?" And I said, "Yeah, they didn't drop by, they were here. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we have been having a great, great time." And nobody has to drop by. You don't think you have to drop by and help the pastor out. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are here and they're with me every moment, every second of every day. And He is the omnipotent, all-powerful God who created the universe. The omnipotent, all-powerful God that created the universe. So you don't think He can solve any problem that you have? The problems you have are nothing compared to the omnipotence of God, the all-powerful God. No matter what's going on, no matter what kind of situation or circumstance you're in, no matter what you're going through, He is the omnipotent, all-powerful God. You might have an illness, and it might be a terminal illness. It might be something that from the human viewpoint, going to be out of here in a short time. Well, the omnipotent, all-powerful God, if He created the universe, He can solve any problem you have. Even a terminal illness, He can solve it. But maybe it is the way that God's going to bring you home. And if that's the case, and you have been consistent and faithful and assembling in Upland Bible Church and growing up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, you've attained spiritual maturity, will you qualify for that greatest category of greater grace blessing, suffering for blessing? And that is only given to winner believers, not to loser believers. They come under suffering for discipline. But for the winner believer, you have suffering for blessing. And you have with it the precisely correct procedure to clear the hurdle. God's problem-solving devices. You know them. There are the forward line of troops in your soul. And you apply them to the situation. And you glorify God to the maximum in the suffering for blessing. You have, while you're going through your suffering for blessing, You have that peace which transcends all human understanding. You share the happiness of God. You have maximum confidence in God and His Word. You know He's holding on. The Father's holding on to one hand. Jesus Christ holding on to the other. You know that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you fear the Lord. You know who and what He is. You know His essence. You know He is the immutable God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He is veracity, infinite truth, and faithfulness. And that means you can have absolute confidence in Him and in His Word. Not in people, but in God and in the Word of God. That's result number 12 of fearing the Lord. You know who and what God is. You know His essence, His plan, His will, His grace. Turn over to Psalm 96, verse 4. Psalm 96, verse 4. Psalm 96, verse 4. For great is the Lord. Great is the essence of God. Yes, great is the Lord because of who and what He is. You know who and what He is. And greatly to be praised, He is to be feared above all gods. Category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ is maximum personal love for the Lord Jesus Christ and for God the Father. The believer who knows God, the essence of God, the plan of God, the will of God, the grace of God, he loves God and he fears God. Turn over to Jeremiah chapter 10. Jeremiah chapter 10. Jeremiah 10, verses 6 and 7. No one is like you, O Lord. You are great, and your name, your essence, who and what you are, is mighty in power. You are the omnipotent God. Who would not fear thee, O King? There's the sovereignty of God. O King of the nations. Indeed, it is your due, fearing the Lord. For among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is no one like you. The living and true God, the unique essence of the living and true God. Turn over to Revelation chapter 15. Revelation chapter 15, verse 3. Revelation 15, verse 3, great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. So the one who fears the Lord knows God, knows who and what God is, knows the essence of God, the plan of God, the will of God, the grace of God. Result number 13. Result number 13 of fearing the Lord is deliverance from your enemies. Deliverance from your enemies. Turn over to 2 Kings 17. 2 Kings 17, verse 39. And I got news for you. Here in America, we have more and more and more enemies all the time. But for you, I expect you as believers who live the spiritual life, advance to maturity, who fear the Lord, category 2, fear the Lord, occupation with Christ, you don't even spend 1 second worrying or fearing that. 2 Kings 17, verse 39, but the Lord your God you shall fear. Category 2, fear of the Lord. And he will deliver you from the hand of all your enemies. He will deliver you from the hand of all your enemies. Turn over to Psalm 31. Psalm 31. Psalm 31, verse 19. Verse 19, how great is your goodness which you have stored up for those who fear you. Category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Jesus Christ. Which you bestow in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence you hide them from the intrigues, the conspiracies of men. In your dwelling, you keep them safe from accusing tongues, slander, maligning, judging. Those are all your enemies. Turn over to Psalm 33. Psalm 33, verse 18. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him. Category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Jesus Christ. On those who have confidence in his unfailing grace to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine, economic disaster. And we are heading toward economic disaster in America. To deliver them from death and keep them alive in economic disaster, famine. We wait with confidence for the Lord. He is our hope and our shield. Well, I guess I needed to keep going on. Verse 21. In him our hearts keep on having happiness, for we trust in his holy name, the essence of God. May your unfailing grace rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our confidence in you. And then over to Psalm 34. Psalm 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord, Jesus Christ, encamps around those who fear him. Category 2, fear the Lord. And he delivers them. And then turn over to Psalm 85. Psalm 85. Psalm 85, verse 9. Surely his deliverance is near to those who fear him. Category 2, fear of the Lord. That glory may dwell in our land. His deliverance is near to those who fear him. So, result number 13. Fearing the Lord, deliverance from your enemies. All different kinds of enemies. Result number 14. Powerful and effective prayer. Powerful and effective prayer. Psalm 145. Psalm 145, when you reach category 2, fear of the Lord, spiritual maturity, occupation with Jesus Christ, you're going to love to pray. You will pray not just, it is not something you have to do, it's something you want to do. You want to pray. And you'll pray many times, every single day. And the prayer, because prayer is powerful and effective in the life of the believer who fears the Lord. Psalm 145:19, he will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. Category 2, fear the Lord. He will also hear their cry and deliver them. Psalm 85, verse 9. No, excuse me, Psalm 145, Psalm 145, verse 19. I only got about 35 verses on here, so. Give the old pastor a break. Psalm 105:19. Result number 15. Result number 15 is mercy. And what is mercy? Mercy is grace in action. Grace in action in the life of the believer who has developed category 2, fear of the Lord. Turn over to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 50. His mercy, God's mercy, grace in action is extended to the ones who fear him. Category 2, fear of the Lord. From generation to generation. Result number 16 of fearing the Lord. Maximum grace orientation. Maximum grace function in your life. Turn over to Psalm 118. Psalm 118. Psalm 118, verse 4. Let those who fear the Lord, category 2, fear the Lord, say, His grace, keseth, His grace endures forever. Maximum grace orientation, and you live your life with maximum grace function. And result number 17 of fearing the Lord is praise and worship of the Lord. Turn over to Psalm 22. Psalm 22. When you have category 2, fear of the Lord, you will worship the Lord. You will praise the Lord. Not just saying the phrase, you know, run around, praise the Lord, brother. You're not just doing that. But you will worship and praise the Lord in what you're doing right now. Assembling in a sound Bible teaching church. We have gotten people, we got people that are here occasionally, not very often. And they can't wait to get out and go somewhere else. But we have been getting calls from people in California who want to get out of California and come here to get face-to-face teaching. They want to come here to get face-to-face teaching. People that are here want to, don't want face-to-face teaching. I don't know why. This is such a good-looking face. Why wouldn't you want face-to-face teaching? And they're moving from California. I tell you, I would move from California in a heartbeat that fast. And coming here to, why? Because they want face-to-face teaching. That's why. It's not the mental attitude of very many believers anymore today. Now you all have your iPads, your computers, you got all these things, and frankly, I hate all those things. I don't have a cell phone. I don't text anybody on my cell phone. And if you want to talk to me, call me. Call me on the phone. I will answer it. Well, if I recognize who is calling. Psalm 22:23. You who fear the Lord, category 2, fear of the Lord, praise Him. Praise Him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor Him. Revere Him, all you descendants of Israel. Now, 1. Praise is an overt manifestation of an inner mental attitude. What is that inner mental attitude? Fearing the Lord. Praise is an overt manifestation of an inner mental attitude. 2, personal love for God the Father and occupation with Jesus Christ, praising, fearing the Lord, manifests itself in praise and worship of the living and true God. Personal love for God the Father and occupation with Christ, fearing the Lord, manifests itself in praise and worship of the living and true God. 3, praise is the celebration of the soul of the believer who fears the Lord. Praise is the celebration of the soul of the believer who fears the Lord. Four, the believer who fears the Lord, category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ, has a constant celebration going on in his soul. The believer who fears the Lord, category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ, has a constant celebration going on in his soul. 5. This soul celebration manifests itself in many ways. In sharing the happiness of God, rejoicing, sharing the happiness of God, in singing, in worship, worshiping the Lord in every category, especially consistent and faithful metabolization of the Word of God. So this soul celebration manifests itself in many ways. Rejoicing, sharing the happiness of God, singing, worship in every category, especially consistent and faithful metabolization of the Word of God. Now, we still have only exegeted 1/3 of verse 11. Therefore, knowing the doctrine of the fear of the Lord in the past, with the result that I, Paul, know the doctrine of the fear of the Lord now in the present, we, Paul and all of his team, we patho men, and come back next week and we'll see how you patho men. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. We thank you for the gift of the spiritual life, the divine power of the filling of the Spirit. We thank you that as we grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, we can develop fear of the Lord, occupation with Jesus Christ. We pray, sir, may God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.